I, Vegeta, the prince of all Saiyans, hereby command that you do not listen or subscribe to the Dragon Ball 4 Life podcast. Whatever you do, would you defy royalty? No! Bye!
May, we have your attention, please, and welcome to another episode of Dragon Ball 4 Life, where you come for the content, but you stay for the culture. And it's movie review day. We're back. You thought we forgot, but we're back. We're back for the third movie with the trio of danger. I go by the name of Bro Gita, the Prince of All Saiyans, Mr. Matthew Porter, aka Matty Ice, here with my counterpart, the Ooh to my Majibu, my Dende one, going from the lookout to the cookout. I'm Mr. Troll Toll Trav. Talk to the people, Trav.
You know who it is. It's the kid Troll Toll Trav, aka Super Saiyan Sharp, aka Saiyan A Smith. And you know I stay chilling and I love live women like Krillin. And we are back with the third member of the trio of danger that we just love so dearly, Miss Majin. And we are here.
The three amigas.
Fucking
amigos. Amigos with an amigo.
Matt, you had a Kiro moment during the intro.
Did I really?
Yeah.
Yeah, you were Kiro AF.
Wow.
Didn't know.
Being infiltrated. Red Ribbon Army is watching us.
I don't like that. Hold on. I might see why. Hold on. We'll rock. We'll see what happens.
Okay. All right.
Audible must be called.
We'll just YOLO it. Whatever happens.
We'll figure it out.
We all got time rings on, so we're just
when I start the glitch out, y'all just gotta say like Giru, then I know.
Yeah, right.
Then I'll know.
It's either Giru or Hitch trying to kill us. He's time skipping, and like
there you go. I'm rolling.
Either that, or just someone yell "Grandpa," and then you know, Matt will know. Oh shit!
Yeah, that'll work. All right, guys. So we went with Dragon Ball, the third movie, Dragon Ball Z, Triomite. So we'll start off with the same way we started off last time. Is it as good, better, or worse than what you remember from when you watched it as a kid?
I would say, I think worse is a strong word. I would say neutral, just because like I think I was actually talking about this with Bex before you joined, and I was like, oh, let me save it for the pod. But I feel like when this initially dropped, right, this was the first iteration of like an evil Saiyan, so it felt supremely lit at the time when you saw not only just an evil Saiyan but like an evil Goku. And when watching it back, it wasn't like I disliked it or thought it was worse or anything. I think I just left it feeling like I wanted more, or like I thought in my mind I thought when I first originally watched this it was a lot more lit than watching it back now, where I was kind of just watching it and just sitting there like, okay, all right, okay, cool, oh, we done.
Ain't a problem.
So yeah, I would say indifferent. I would say it served its purpose at the time, but then you know I always wondered why Charles was just a Goku returning from a 2-week vacation, because he had the tan and everything.
Had the tan.
Literally. That's what I was wondering.
Had that Turks and Caicos tan.
Yeah.
Like, at least Goku Black, you know, even though that's like far, far, far in the future in an entirely different kind of like anime, quote unquote, but like, you know, that made sense as to why he looked exactly like Goku. Why did Turles look exactly like fucking Goku? There was literally no explanation. And we know that it wasn't just like, you know how sometimes in anime, something looks like something, but they don't mention it. So it's like you have that kind of ambiguity in your head, like, oh, it's not, they don't notice it like we do. But like Gohan was like, you look just like my dad. So it was actually a thing, but like, you know, no other Saiyan looks exactly like Goku, except for Bardock, but that's fucking different. So, like, yeah, why?
Right.
Why? Tell us why.
Right. And
that's really the biggest thing that bothered me.
Yeah. And you know what was funny, too, was that to that point, I thought this at the same time, too, when it first came out, was, all right, he looks exactly like Goku. There's absolutely no relation to him at all. And there was, and correct me if I'm wrong, if it wasn't mentioned in the movie or if it was just a fan theory that just went around. But then it was like, well, lower class Saiyans look alike. And I was just thinking that's weird and dumb explanation. But two, I also.
So you know where that came from? Hmm. So in the movie, Turles does say, he was just like, yeah, because me and him are from the same class, warrior class, the same, but they never really expound on that.
Okay, yeah, I thought that was really dumb, because it's like you could have led to some sort of a lineage. I mean, like this movie isn't canon. It's not. It doesn't fit in the timeline. So I mean, you could just say, oh, he's an estranged brother of Goku and Raditz, but they're just like, no, they just, you know, they just came from the same neighborhood, so they look alike.
You know what's funny though? Because I was saying the backstory.
Yeah, he down the block, saying, so that's why they look alike.
Yeah, that's my next door neighbor. That's why we look alike. Everybody on the west side look alike.
We all do a hair like this.
Everybody on Northwest Vegeta look alike. Everybody knows that. But I was saying to Bexter when you had stepped away before we hit record, I was saying there's one thing in this movie that bothered me a lot as a kid that I accept as an adult, and that's the thing. Because I remember as a kid being like, oh, wait, there has to be so much more to this backstory. Is that Goku's twin brother? Like, is it a clone? Like,
nope.
I just remember being like, yo, like, why is this anything? But like, now as an adult, I'm just like, outside of different hairstyles, all Saiyans kind of look alike. So I'm just like,
it's just,
if you take off Vegeta's hair, if you take off Vegeta's hair and put on Goku's hair, feel like they look the same.
Same chisel, just like same pointy ass nose, same eyebrow arch.
Like, yeah. So yeah. I was just like, oh, okay, Saiyans look alike, and you know, genetics just ran out of hairstyles and just gave Turles the same Goku hairstyle. That's all.
It's such a distinct hairstyle, though. Like, Goku's right. always
yeah,
had that.
Yeah, I feel like that's the thing. Yeah, yeah. Like, hey, Goku had like a generic hairstyle. Like, oh, okay, yeah, cool. Yeah. Like, but yeah, that's very specific to Goku's family.
Like, I can understand why Gohan ended up with essentially a Yamcha hairstyle. Do you know what I mean? Like, that, because that is quite, it's just like a short kind of, like, you know, they've got that widow's-ish peak hairline. Like, okay, that fucking makes sense. But again, Goku has such a unique hairdo that it's like, you guys didn't do that by accident. You really didn't. And don't tell me that this was like a accidental design choice, because you know, you just did that on purpose. And like, right. But why?
They said, you know what it was? They was in the writer's room. They said, Toriyama don't watch these anyway. Just copy a character.
No, let's just steal that. It looks so cool. Let's just use it again.
They couldn't at least, no, you know, like, you know, adjust a bang, at least have one.
Yeah.
No, you know, you know what it was? I think I cracked the code, guys. When Dragon Ball Z started, and Raditz showed up with the scouter, they were just like, how can we put a scouter on Goku? Yeah. That's all it was. That's all it was.
It was like, Goku in a Frieza soldier outfit in a scouter? How can we
exactly.
do that?
Exactly. They was like, man, what if Goku was a Saiyan warrior?
Like,
that's exactly what it was.
There was one, like, I was going to say back shot. There was one.
Back shot, name of this episode.
That's what you were thinking back when you're watching Tree of Might. Wow, guys, think about it. Tree of Might.
Look,
tree.
Look, Tree of Might. Backshot, bro. I'm rolling with you, bro. Whoa. I'm rolling with you.
Oh damn.
Third eye open. Wow. Third eye open. I see what you did there. Wow. I see what you did there.
That's still recovering. That's a new foreplay. So come on, girl, come get this tree of mine.
Look, bro.
Come on.
Damn. All right, we've uncovered some.
We about to go from Dragon Ball 4 Life to Dragon Ball 4 Play. That's what we about to switch to.
Wow, that's crazy.
Oh shit, fucking shit.
But continue back to your point.
Right. So back shots. Yeah.
That one back shot. Angle. He's in his undies, and it's like,
yeah.
Wow. Like, we get it. You're like, okay, like, we've seen it with Nappa. Like, that was enough. And Raditz. So that's basically Goku in underwear.
Damn, I think we might have stumbled onto an accidental moment of clarity. Do lower class fighters get the underwear? They don't get the pants?
Fucking God.
Wow.
Wow.
Because Raditz, Nappa, like, they didn't get pants, but like Vegeta got pants.
Yo, it's like it's like when you're the underclassman on varsity, you get the last jersey picked.
Yeah.
You're playing basketball and you got number 99 as a guard.
Double zeros as a point guard.
So when all the Saiyans are lining up to get their outfits, you see, you know, the elite class, they get the Lululemon leggings, and then
they get pants,
and then you get the lower class that just get the
Speedos.
Just the briefs. They just get the briefs. That's it.
They're like, you know what, you're gonna be in some back shots later. So
yeah, exactly.
You just have these. Don't bother with pants.
Damn, even. Krillin, damn. So that you know what makes that super fucked up? Like, when Krillin was on Namek, at least they gave Krillin biker shorts. Like, they was just like, you know what, bro?
Yeah, they gave him compression shorts at least.
Yeah. They gave him the Under Armour fit. Like, they was like, you know what? We ain't gonna put you in the undies, bro.
Wow, they really did the low class Saiyans dirty. They said, wow, a human can get the biker shorts. That's like, what, middle class probably? You get the biker
shorts. Probably middle class. Yeah. You get the raccoon compression fit.
Wait, did all the Genie Force members have the compression?
Wait, yeah, I was about to say. No, Guido had pants. I think he was the only one. Oh, and Birder had pants.
Okay.
Yeah, I think all the rest
of
them
had the short pick of their litter because they were special forces of Frieza. So,
True.
They also did reference that, like, Guido was, like, really strong because of his telekinetic ability. So that might be why he got pants. It was like, oh, he got psychic abilities, he gets pants. And Birda was, like, the fastest person in the universe, so he pants. He gets pants.
You're fast pants.
Strong, right, pants. You fast pants. Psychic pants.
Okay.
Even
big shorts. Give him shorts.
Even Broly's dad had undies. What was his name? I forget. Paragus.
Paragus. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He had undies in the original.
Low class Saiyan. Yeah, so all the low class got undies.
That's a.
Maybe I'm just in my head right now. But didn't Paragus just feel like extra short?
That's why he needed the cloak. He felt so exposed. Yeah. He was just like, it's too short.
That's why in Dragon Ball Super he was essentially wearing a long skirt, because he was like, you know what?
Yep.
I've had enough of being
exposed. He had no pants.
I still want to feel free, but I want to feel covered.
He said, in today's climate, I don't need no HR cases. Yeah. I gotta put my thighs away.
Freeza's like, you know what? You just wear this long robe. Like, this is sweet.
Meanwhile, Freeza's just been walking around butt ass for 25 years. Like, literally. No one said anything.
Literally. Like, never.
Like, no one said anything.
I've never even worn undies.
Yeah, right.
At least his dad had a shirt. Like, he's just like, nope. Not for me.
Yeah. I'm too strong. I don't need clothes.
Listen, only on the Dragon Ball for Life podcast, when we get a movie review, we break down the lingerie, if you want to call it, of
you get everything. The range.
But right, yeah.
Well, I feel like plot wise, there isn't too much to break down.
I mean, it's literally he had the tree of might. He saw that Earth had a lot of was plentiful with energy and resources. Planted the tree. Everyone was like, "Oh shit, what's going on? There's the life is being drained from here. There's got to be a source of something." They go. Oh, there's a big ass tree, and then here comes this dude that looks like Goku.
Yeah, was the movie.
Fight. The end.
Right. Couple fights. Gohan goes grade eight. Right, the end.
I feel like they still do this. You know, they pull things from the past and they put them into kind of like new content. And that movie was kind of like no different. You know, it was Goku squaring up with some people, Goku being late, Gohan turning into a grade eight, his tail getting...
The
Ginyu Force. How many times has Gohan's tail been cut off at this point, you know? And how many times
has he
kind of like been quote-unquote forced into becoming an Uzuru? Like, you know, so... But I'm not mad about that kind of stuff, because if it works...
Have we ever gotten an explanation, movie or show, canonized events, like how that happens? Because it happened to Goku a bunch as a kid. It happened to Gohan a bunch as a kid. Have they ever given like a storyline explanation as to how they were able to like get their tails back?
I think they just grow back sometimes. Yeah, like I think that's the only explanation we get. But then... Why? Okay.
Why didn't Vegeta's tail grow back at any point? Yeah,
that's exactly it. Like a real question. Why hasn't Goten and Trunks' tails grown back? Because as far as we know, they got removed at birth. But like Gohan's tail consistently fucking comes back. Consistently.
Right.
Not really anymore. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, why?
And then Goten and Trunks were kids for mad long. Yeah. So it was like at no point in time did their tails pop back up. Especially with Trunks. Like Goten, all right, whatever. But like Trunks is like, he's from a royal bloodline. Like, and his tail never felt the need to come back out. And I would like to think that Trunks' tail would be purple. Like, I would just like to imagine his tail would be purple. Yeah.
I could totally think, or blue now. But
yeah, right.
Sad.
Blue, but he dyes it purple.
Yeah. What did y'all think of the Dollar General Ginyu Force, the Crusher Corps?
The one is literally Zarbon, like just a different color. Like it's literally he got the Zarbon sleeves, the emo sleeves, and everything. Like it's literally Zarbon, but a different color. Like, but I will say one thing though. I feel like the plot of Tree of Might could have been a dope arc. Like, like the concept of like the god, like even like the god fruit, like, oh, it's used to feed Shenron or Kami or this and the third. I thought that was really cool. Like, I thought that would be like a really cool thing that, as opposed to somebody constantly chasing after the Dragon Balls for immortality, like, oh shit, that produces god fruit. Let me get down with that. If I guess an obtainable goal.
Totally, I would like to agree with you. That. Totally fucking agree with you. Because obviously in the following movie, which we'll get to, you know, it was Dragon Ball's fucking, you know, Eternal Youth, blah, blah, blah. So it's like, yeah, we've seen that before. Like, I was watching it and I'm like, fuck, does anyone not want that? Like, does anyone not want Eternal Life or Eternal Youth or whatever? But like, I agree. Like, you know, the concept of it being, you know, I'm just going to eat this fruit and then I'm going to get real strong was, number one, different. Number two, just... good. Like, it was simple, it was good, it just worked, you know, free power, I guess, but like still good. And if it's good, then fuck with it, roll with it, you know. But it felt like they ate the fruit and then it was like, power, okay, that's it, it's all over.
It was, somebody looked at the time, was like, shit, we gotta end this movie in 5 minutes, all right, make Goku strong too.
Literally, that's exactly the power, what happened. He came along, he was like, I'm gonna fuck you up, and Turles is like, oh shit, blast Goku, blast, that's it, the end, tree gone, everyone's
right. Yo, you know what's so crazy about the plot protection, and we should have known like what we were in store for the rest of the 30 years of like Goku. They spent the whole movie saying like, yeah, you gotta eat the fruit to get the power up. Goku gets the power up without eating the fruit. Right. Like, Turles was like, damn, I could have just stood next to the tree. Right. Like, that's all I needed to do.
I thought Goku ate the fruit like off camera or something. Did he not even eat it?
Nah, the tree gave him power.
Nah, to her. That's so stupid. What?
Because remember, he tried to do the spirit bomb, but because Earth was so fucked up, it didn't work. And then the tree gave him the power.
That's a joke, actually. I'm sorry. No, that's plot armor if ever I've fucking seen it. Like, why couldn't you just pick up a fucking Frenita? It's right there.
Like that was Toriyama's one note for the movie. He's, I don't care what y'all do, just Goku has to win.
That's it.
Like, outside of that,
random power.
Do what you want.
And what they really dropped the ball on was allowing some of the Z Fighters to eat the fruit to then them get stronger and help out in the
fight.
You know, it would have been the great opportunity to if an earthling was able to like transform or something like that, like, you know, Yamcha eats the fruit and all of a sudden he starts looking like a wolf, like that'd be dope. But you know that you can only fit so much in 45 minutes. Like, did this movie actually finally hit the a little bit over an hour? Because I remember the first couple
of days, it was 65 minutes. Yeah, 65 minutes.
Isn't it funny how each one like kind of progressively got longer? But like, I'm glad, just because like I wouldn't have been able to watch the World's Strongest and Dead Zone were an hour and a half, because that just
too much.
The world's longest. Did it do
the world's longest? I see what you did there.
Not the longest. Name of this episode. The world's longest.
Yeah, but no, I think they're a good-ish length. I think 50 minutes is actually pretty good for those movies.
For those, for sure.
The Lord Slug one, I think, was 50 minutes. The first one ever, was like, the movie number one was only like 40 minutes or something like that. Mm-hmm. I think it was quite short.
They had to test the waters. They was like, we don't know if they'll sit for this whole thing.
Yeah.
Like, just give them 40. Yeah. Give them an extra 10. Let's see what they do with it.
Let's see if they like it.
And they was like, all right, bet they did it. Ring them up.
Yeah. But no, overall, I think it was good. Like, I think it was better than when I first watched it, which, as we know, nice. You know,
that's good.
Yeah, like I didn't watch it when I was a kid, though. Like, I watched them later because, again, I was not overly invested in anything that was non-canon to the Dragon Ball verse, so, you know, that's fine. But like, and I think also when I did watch them, I think I mentioned this in our last episode, is I was still probably quite begrudging about it, like, this isn't canon, I'm watching this because I fucking, you know, I have respect for the verse, kind of thing. But like, now I'm watching it out of sheer passion, because I'm genuinely massively still kind of like into it, and I've grown more fond of the movies over time. The anime I was always mad about, you know, so I think that's probably why for me it feels like better to watch now. Like, I enjoy them more now, I'm just more invested in them now. But yeah, no, I thought it was good. It is nice and simple, quite well done, fights were good. The ending didn't fucking drag out either. Like, again, it was just, you know, Turtle is like, oh shit, I'm strong. Goku, oh, but I'm strong too. Blast, blast.
Right.
Goku said, but I'm the main character. Watch this.
Yeah.
Here's my spirit bomb in the hand.
Yeah. So no,
I do miss the tiny spirit bomb. I feel like he should bust that out again, like as a surprise. Yeah. Like, you thought I was going to charge her for a full one. Nope.
What they should do is they should have some sort of like godly spirit ball that has like a infused of the godly ki plus like all into his fist. Like, because, you know.
Well, what if him and Vegeta like combined and made a destruction ball? That shit would be fire.
Oh my god.
like we build a spirit bomb and then Vegeta like put some destruction in it and then like destruction ball.
Oh my god.
Ultra
right, sensory overload.
Just obliterates anything in its fucking path.
I feel like whoever this big bad is that Black Freeze is scared of, that's how they need to beat him. With a destruction ball. Ball of destruction. Ball of whoever it is. It's Turles. Turles comes back. He remembers what we did to him. He said, I ain't been doing nothing but eating
tree fruits, bro. Yeah, I'm strong as shit right now.
Well, stronger. I found another planet with heaps of nutrients because fuck you guys. Yep. You thwarted my plans.
So while y'all been busy, y'all just been planting trio mites all throughout the universe. just eating the fruit.
I'm hungry. I got some in my car.
Hey, there's a way you could just say there's a saying out there that's the estranged son of Turles that wanted to avenge his father and is leaving trees around the universe, but is not gonna strike again until, you know, he eats enough fruits, where not just fruits and then trains, but yeah. I mean, it's gonna be interesting when we continue to see, whenever Super does come back, just ideas that are pulled from, you know, old concepts that like were quote unquote non-canon, which, you know, it's funny how much of how binded we were to what was canon and what was not canon, to the point where we were just not trying to watch or enjoy certain things because we knew it wasn't part of the main storyline. But now it's just like, okay, well, I'm just going to watch it just for my own sheer enjoyment. And here we are talking about it.
Yeah, for real. Look, man. Yeah.
They introduced Icarus in this movie, and then he shows up in Z with no rhyme or reason as to how Gohan knows him.
Right. So
it's like, okay, all right, cool. I understood.
We just, like, yeah. It's like Turles with the hair. Like, we'll just go with that, shall we?
Yeah.
Just do whatever you guys want us to do. That's fine. You don't have to explain.
Word, like, right? It's your world, Squirrel. Yeah. Like, I got you.
We'll just keep going. We'll stay for the ride.
Yeah.
Understood. Did we have any like favorite part of the movie? Like, this was my favorite part.
Probably the blast at the end. Literally the blast. I thought it was super cool how Goku was just like, boom! Like, no, he wasn't doing no talk jutsu. Like, he was just like, nah.
That's
smash.
That's a good point because it's not often we just see like,
he said Goku smash.
Yeah, we just see a quick kill like that. It's always like a struggle and then they die. But then this was kind of like, okay, we got 10 more minutes left in the movie. Wrap it up.
Yo, ain't it hilarious that like movie Goku's like body count is high as shit, but like canon Goku don't kill nobody.
Bro,
like movie Goku be out here catching bodies, yo.
Yo, there needs to be a multiverse of madness type
where movie Goku meets regular Goku.
He's like, yo, you pussy for real.
Yeah, we got to, man. Do you realize if you killed all these guys, you'd have so many less problems?
He shows up and he sees Vegeta. You said, you let this guy live? The fuck's wrong with you?
He said, haven't you seen my movies?
He sees Piccolo. He said, yo, he kidnapped your son. What are you doing?
That's your man's?
He's the god.
He sees Frieza. He's like, this was 20 fucking years ago. What? He's coming back to life twice.
He's like, this guy's the Hitler of the Dragon Ball universe. Like, he hates us. He wanted to eradicate us. He thought he did.
Movie Goku told Frieza, he said, I dare you to pull up into a feature film. I dare you to pull up into a feature film. Watch what's going to happen.
And then we see movie Gohan, adult, who's just like, just tough as hell. He lived up to, he fully lived up his potential.
Yeah.
Never took a day off of training while still being a scholar. Movie Goku is just shaking his head at canon Goku.
Canon Gohan. No, movie Goku just walked up to canon Gohan and just leaned into his ear and just said, pussy.
Busted on a beat. Oh.
Oh, he said, does your wife know that you a bitch? That's what he said.
I'm a teller.
He said, I'm a teller.
Oh, man. So
back shots, right?
Yeah, back shots. Total back shots of Charles. I can never unsee it or unhear that I said that.
Look, it's going to live on the internet forever.
Yeah, it's immortalized. I'm willing to wear that. That's fine.
I'm here for it. I support you. We support you, Queen. We support you. So
we love you guys.
I will just say, you know, I always relish in the opportunity to watch Goku get beat up. It's always fun for me. So, you know, that was a joy.
Isn't it funny in the movies that the formula is Goku gets beat up for 45 minutes and then finds something within him to win the last 15 or 10?
To tack on to that, or more so to preface that, is actually Piccolo getting fucking squared up for a bit and then Goku arriving.
Always.
Piccolo, yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Like, why is Piccolo always showing up late?
Why is Gohan always there first?
Yeah.
Right. Oh, real shit. Like, Gohan and Krillin just be picking terrible places to go camping. Like, this is two for two now, yo.
Fucking facts, man. Like,
if my memory serves me correctly, and we'll get there in a couple movies, I feel like there's something that has to do with camping in the cooler movie too. I feel like he runs down on them on a camping trip. Like, I'm almost positive he pulls up on them on a camping trip.
At some point, movie Chi Chi got to get a hold of the household and stop letting go.
Yo, facts.
Oh, you guys going camping again? No, I don't fucking think so. Because then I have to turn up and I have to try and fight these guys, and I always get knocked out. And your father's never there, so no.
You know what it is? Movie Chi Chi put her foot down. She said, "You ain't gonna be home like that. You don't get home cooked meals. That's why they always got to go camping." Movie Chi Chi ain't cooking. She's like, "Nope."
Nope.
She said, "Be here more, and you'll get home cooked meals."
All the movie villains just have a keen sense of fire. And just wood.
It's not even going for the fire over there.
They said, is that hickory smoke? That's Goku. That's Goku.
That's a big ass bush. It's definitely Goku.
I can't sense his power, but I can smell firewood.
Yes, them.
And another guy,
literally the vacuum of space.
Yeah. They said, "Oh wait, them motherfuckers got s'mores." Oh yeah, we pulling up. Yeah.
And then they pull up, and everyone's just hostile as fuck, and they're like, "Oh, okay."
Now you know what's fucked up. You know what they probably do? They probably just be hovering outside of Earth's atmosphere, waiting for them to go camping. They're like, "You know what? We're gonna wait till they feel like it's sweet." You know? It's like, we're gonna ruin these family moments that they're trying to create together. You know?
Well, what if this whole time Icarus is the mole?
Oh, Icarus be snitching!
Wow.
Plot twist. Shit did go left after he became friends with Icarus, bro. That's what it is.
Listen, when Icarus is around, someone gonna show up. Ain't no coincidence.
That is fucking true. And he seems so innocent with his little tiny little wings that float that massive ass body.
Yeah. We need to find the history of Icarus and why he hates Gohan.
The history of Icarus.
What's your fucking problem, Icarus? Yeah. God.
We thought you were the friendliest dragon in Dragon Ball.
Yeah, we thought you were cool, man. Shit. Looking go out.
Plot twist. Icarus was like Zeno's pet. That's why Zeno's bored all the time. Icarus got away. He was tired of being his plaything and escaped to Earth. That's what it is.
I'm going to call some shit on Earth.
Yeah, you know what? I've been locked away in the palace for so long. I'm about to fuck shit up.
Yeah.
For real.
It was Icarus all along. Never would have thought.
Damn it, Icarus.
It'd be your own people.
Man, be your own people.
No, guys, I just figured it out. Icarus is Shenron's little brother, and he's tired of being in his brother's shadow.
And that's what it is. Icarus tried to attack Shenron. He's like, "Fuck you. No, I want to be the center of attention." Uh-huh. Gohan's like, "No," and he's like, Icarus can't even talk. He just wants to be like, "Get off me.
Wait. That's why Icarus called Turles to plant the tree. The fruit was for Icarus. He was trying to become Shenron. He was trying to take his place.
He said,
"Yo, bro." He said, "I'll let you get a bite of this fruit too, but I need that to make me strong like my brother so I could take over, become the dragon of Earth." Damn, bro. We figured it out.
I got another theory for you.
Give it to us, Trey.
Whenever Shenron passes away, he is going to pass over the Dragon Balls to Icarus, but because of all the use of the Dragon Balls by the Z Fighters, they're depreciating in value, and he's tired of them ruining his future profit, because he's trying to build the value up. The less they're used, the more mysterious and valuable they become, and Goku and them, they just keep fighting, getting people killed, wishing them back. Yo, they're depreciating the value, and Icarus is like, yo, you messing up my money. Oh, so you know what? All right, we gotta get rid of you. We gotta get rid of you. So, hey, look, Icarus, look, gotta we on
or travel on that same line. Maybe because the Z Fighters stay using the Dragon Ball, Shenron can't retire to pass the torch down to Icarus. So Icarus is like, all right, these motherfuckers is the problem. They keep using these damn balls. My brother won't step down. I gotta get rid of these motherfuckers. That's what it is. Because like, it's only the Z Fighters that use the Dragon Balls. Like, no one else uses the Dragon Balls. Caesar's like, so like, damn, I need them to stop using them so my brother feels comfortable to step down and I can take over. We figured it out, guys. We figured it out.
Wow.
Yeah. That would actually not be a bad, like,
side. That's why the show's called Dragon Ball. It's been about Icarus this whole time, bro. The story of Icarus, name of this episode.
Yes. That actually has to be the one.
I'm down for it. All right, guys, because we somehow managed to fill this whole time without talking about the movie, and we still hit all the major points here.
Beck said it's simple. It's like, I mean, like, this movie was very simple, you know?
Very much so.
Not saying, like, a lot of these movies are complex, but this one was, I mean, they're all pretty much straightforward, but literally it was, yeah, this was very, there was, like even what you were saying earlier, Matt, he said, yeah, we're just lower class Saiyans. There wasn't even no backstory there, so it was just... Yeah, that was it.
Just that sentence. I was like, yeah, that's it. All right, cool.
That's it. We here. We try and drain your planet of its energy for our fruit. And if you want to stop us, try.
Yeah, exactly. Word. And like, it had a beginning, middle, and an end, which I feel like some of these movies actually fail on. Like, yes. You don't really know where you're at.
1,000%. Like, the final act of most of these movies is fucking trash.
And it feels rushed into. Where it's kind of like, 100%. This was... It was a good pace. It was a good pace. It, you know. It,
yeah. It be Dragon Ball movies. It be the Power Ranger pace. Like when they're their normal size, that monster catching wreck. Then you turn into a giant monster. You get beat in 2 minutes. It makes no sense, bro. Like, you was a problem in this whole episode, and now you're supersized and you get wrecked in 2 minutes, bro. Like, make it make sense, dog. That's how Dragon Ball movies be. Yo. Like, starting with Slug. From Slug on, it was just like, yeah, no, we're gonna catch wreck until we get this ultimate power up, and then we're gonna get our ass kicked in 2 minutes.
Yeah. It's like, here's how we're doing it. Here's the formula. All
right. Right. Stick to it.
It's like we were only allotted, the budget only allowed us for 50 minutes. Figure it out. So, all right. I guess I will.
All right. Gotcha. Big facts. Gotcha.
Big. That's so weird that I feel like a lot of animated movies take that approach. And I wonder why they just don't make the middle part shorter. And make the ending longer and better. Like, why does the ending always get shortchanged? Like, I feel like that's the thing that leaves the impression. Like, you could have an amazing thing, but the ending suck. And you're like, oh, yeah, nah, not here for it anymore. Killed it for me.
Like, even Dragon Ball superhero movie was very much like that. Like, we at the beginning, we could see it with, you know, Gamma and Piccolo, blah, blah, blah. And then the Red Ribbon and all that kind of shit. But then the middle was just so fucking actual, like, much. And then, in my opinion, the end really began when Gohan turned beast.
Yeah.
But that's just my opinion anyway.
He turns beast, and then all of a sudden it's done. You're like, oh, shit, okay. Like, we had
movie over.
Bro, we had Piccolo finally get a transformation, and then we had to watch him get pieced up just for Gohan to just get angry and then defeat it. I'm like, yo, man, why they always gotta do, like, come on, man. Like, at least give it, like, you know, Piccolo a little
come
bit
on,
more.
Man. Like,
why are you gonna do him like that? It was just supposed to be a fucking Piccolo movie. Like, give him more. Come
on. Why do you gotta get pieced up for Gohan to finally be like, oh shit, if we're gonna die? Like, bro,
pieced up is generous, dog. He wasn't getting pieced up. He was getting his ass whooped.
Oh, yeah. He was getting diced.
he gets this form that is that can match like some of the Saiyans at their god tier forms, and he's getting pieced up by something created on Earth. Like, what? Like, come on, you can't. You're gonna do the Namekian god like that? Damn! Like, give him some respect.
Bro, justice for Namek, bro.
Like, oh, justice for Namek. Man.
Hell yeah.
Hopefully.
Maybe they'll do him some justice.
Yeah. Because you know hopefully after, you know, remember when Goku in the most recent super chapter, when he found it, when Gohan told him that, oh, Piccolo has a new form too. He's like, oh, I want to spar against him. Hopefully that moment Piccolo can show, yeah, I've been training in this form, you know, it's going to go different. I remember what happened with me and Cell, and look, Goku, like, I'm going to show you. But
no, Goku ain't gonna be that nice about it. Like, yeah, I heard you got your ass whooped in your new form.
Yeah.
Pussy.
Pussy.
Like, is this canon Goku or movie Goku I'm talking to?
Right, they switch universes, bro.
Well, technically Piccolo got his form in a movie.
Yep.
Yep.
True.
Look, we cried. Come get us. Just come get us.
Like, and also, Capsicorp,
just come get us.
We assume everybody listening to this episode has seen Triumite. So, like, if you...
if you haven't, please now watch.
You know what's hilarious? They're gonna for those who did it, they're gonna go watch it in, like, our very baseline explanation. I'm like, yeah, that's exactly all that happened. They were right. That's all that happened.
Sitting there waiting for the back shot. Like, this is not what I thought it was. Damn. Like I'm just going to preface this. You're going to be fucking let down by the back shot, all right?
So, yeah, you don't have to kick your kids out of the room to watch Trio Mike.
Yeah, no, right.
That one perv that leaves a one star, I was looking for back shot.
Yeah, they like, these motherfuckers lied to me.
Said brother, we don't want your phone to get spam and viruses by listening to our episode. That's not what we're
right.
That's not our intentions.
Right, the darkest corners of the internet.
Yeah.
Oh man, before this goes more off the rails, because I feel that's where it's going. All right, so final rating as an adult for Triumite on a scale of 1 ball to 7, 1 ball to backshot. What do you get?
How many backshots?
7. How many backshots out of 7 are you giving this movie?
I'm giving this John 5 back shots. Nah, I'm gonna give it 4.5. 4.5.
Four and a half back shots.
Yeah, that's
respectable.
The last back shot. I thought I had enough strength in me, but the pacing of it was too quick for me.
Oh my god!
It was just right. It was just right. The pacing was just right.
Yeah. I fucking hell.
I'm about to mute myself, bro. Whoa, literal tears. Oh my god.
Okay.
I think I would give this
my god. I can't say this with a straight face. I would also give this I would also give this 4 back shots.
Oh my god!
I'm actually fucking crying.
I'm giving this 4 back shots.
Oh man!
Because of firstly, the pacing. The pacing and the it looked really good and I gotta stop it. Just 4 stars.
All right, guys.
Out of 10. So,
I'm gonna be a little different.
Okay,
Okay,
what you got?
Because I gave this movie a little bit more love. You know, because you know, like that half a back shot that Trav gave to it, I felt like, you know, it felt wanting. It felt neglected.
Okay,
so I gave it an earnest 5 hearty back shots. That's what I gave it. There were 5. 30 back shots.
5 mighty.
For the truth. 5 mighty back shots.
Yes.
You know why? Because I remember enjoying Tree of Might as a youth.
and I enjoyed it again as an adult. So I was like, you know what? For the consistency, it deserved 5 back shots for the consistency. That's what it is.
5 back shots for the consistency is crazy. That's a crazy statement.
That really is.
Yo, it's the story of Icarus, and then in parentheses, 5 30 back shots for consistency. Name of this episode.
Just the story of Icarus. Like. It's already bad enough. We got to put the explicit.
You're right.
the explicit right. tag to this.
All right.
You about to give another back shot? I've removed like a back shot. Like I would have given it 5 actually. I would have given it 5 if we had like at least a somewhat thorough explanation of why Turles looked exactly like fucking Goku.
Yeah, just that like was
that took away a whole back shot for me. I lost interest in the first back shot after that. So yeah,
that is so funny because it's just I just remember even like watching it back now. They just say it, and you're like.
Yeah, low-key Saiyans look like this.
We get
draws and similar haircuts. That's what low-key Saiyans mean.
Damn, that's it. It's like, oh, we just get tidy whities and go to supercuts for our haircut. Like, what? Like,
okay.
That's exactly.
If you say so, Turles.
No, bro. It's Dragon Ball Super Cuts.
Ah, I wasn't doing the science there. You ain't see the vision.
it was that half a back shot, bro. Blinded you, dog.
Hey,
Oh, man. That was great. Hey, Mikey, I don't care what you do with this episode. That has to be the real.
You can edit this video or you can just post the raw file.
Oh, he said just post the raw footage. The raw footage.
Whoa. Yeah, I agree.
Look, I'm down, bro. Unedited. Throw it out. Just throw it out, bro. Just post it.
Just check it out.
Matter of fact, just post it tomorrow. Just throw it. Just throw it out there, bro. Just throw it out there.
Scoop content.
Real rap, bro.
Shit, this was...
Oh, man. Well, Trev, if you could have any wisdom in this chaos, you know I'd love to give you the last word if you got it.
I don't think I do this episode.
Oh man, Bex, do you have any final words of wisdom?
I mean, look, I'm enjoying rewatching these movies. I will say
same.
That.
Yes, no,
I actually am. Yeah, like it's.
I think it's because I'm just doing it with you guys.
Like, that is definitely a massive
doing it by myself. I'd be like, oh, it's a labor of love.
What's great though is that I feel when these movies were coming out, it was. Like I just feel like I watched them solo, didn't really talk about it with too many people because it was, you know, by the time I was watching them, they were already out. You know, I wasn't really watching them in real time until the newer movies. So I think it's just fun to rewatch these, think about where you were in that moment, and then, you know, recap it and just see if it still has the same impact. I mean, I think overall for most of these movies, outside of before we get to it, BoJack was definitely my favorite, but outside of all of these, I think, you know, I left them like going into it with, oh, there's certain aspects I'm interested to see. And then I was like, oh, okay. But, and maybe this is just my bias, but I do feel like, out of the anime movies that I've seen prior to like the recent surge of movies where like they do try to tie them into like the actual shows, I felt like Dragon Ball's movies always were at least, I thought the most entertaining to me in terms of like the movies that weren't part of like an anime storyline, because I feel like I watch other anime movies and I don't know. I just kind of really felt like it was we didn't need it, you know.
Mm-hmm. It feels mad like other anime movies, Trav. I feel like I'm saying the same way. Like it feels super separated from the show. Like it doesn't give you the same vibe. Like Trigun into the like the Badland movies, which I like. Like it just doesn't feel like an episode of Trigun to me though. It's just like
Sure. Like all the Bleach movies, I was kind of like,
not the Bleach movies.
Yeah,
Bleach just did a bad job with like filler or anything that was like kind of like not 100%. Canon. Like remember the fucking Bount arc or the like Zanpakuto arc? It was like, please stop.
Yo, the Zanpakuto arc started off really good.
It did. And then it just like, dragged the fuck out. Yeah. And it's like, God, I just give me some Bankai. That's all I want. Yeah. That's why I'm here. And y'all know it. Stop it.
Especially because it like it took place like in the middle of the Hueco Mundo arc. So I was like, all right, I'm done with this, bro. Get back.
That's what I mean. Like, give us that. Like, that was getting so good, too.
Yeah, it just interrupted. Yeah. You're like, yo, what the fuck, man?
After they beat the guy who could like make the Zanpakuto, but then it continued for like 15 more episodes after that, I was like, what the fuck are we doing? Yo? like, I don't care about the bubonic plague that is going through the Serate. Like, get out of here.
Bleach tested us more than Naruto and filler, in my opinion. Like, it really did.
Yeah. I mean, when I started... when I watched Naruto, it was when I got surgery in 2016, and I found one of those filler guides online. I just skipped like all the. I think the only filler arc that like I really watched through. What's his one? I forget the name. I'm blanking out, but.
sure left an impression on you.
It wasn't obviously. Maybe I take it back, man. It wasn't really worth watching then.
Yeah, no, Naruto. I mean, I watched all of
the. He said, "I lied. That shit was ass."
I hate it. I think I got to like because the infinite Tsukuyomi at the very end, all of their dreams are actually fucking filler. I'm 99% sure on that. And I got to like, I don't know, Sasuke's fucking dream. And I was like, nah, oh, fuck this. I'm skipping this. I need to know what happens. And it's like, what, 720 episodes? And I think that was the episode like 690 or something. I was like, nah, I can't fucking do this anymore.
Yeah.
She said, hard pass.
hard fucking pass on this. But anyway, Dragon Ball has the best filler, to be fair. It really does. Mm-hmm. Like, it really fucking does.
Because it actually like contributes to the story,
and it's mostly funny as well. Like Goku and Piccolo going for their driver's license, you know, the baseball episode, Dragon Ball Super, that kind of shit. That's fucking funny, is.
I think Otherworld tournament,
that was top notch. The Otherworld tournament for sure.
Yeah.
Justice for PyCon. Bring him back.
For real.
Bring him back. I feel like Diamond would be a dope place for PyCon to show back up. Feel like he would vibe.
They gotta find a way to bring PyCon back. I mean, actually, it'd be really easy. I mean, like, the Otherworld tournament isn't like it doesn't make sense. It does make sense. So, I mean,
it totally does. If Diamond is placed where we think it's placed after, like, Boo, then that would be fucking perfect. Because, you know, PyCon's just, like, been right there before, like, you know, in the Boo saga kind of thing.
Mm hmm. Mm hmm.
Mm hmm. Mm hmm. I fuck with it.
Big. Look, just come get us. Just come get us.
Yeah.
Straight up.
Hit us up.
All right. Straight up. I'm going to just put writer for Capsule Corp in my bio. Like, manifest. Just leave it up there.
Consultant for Capsule Corp.
Exactly. big facts. Well, we somehow managed to throw in some words of wisdom there at the end. That worked.
Yeah. we can tie it back.
facto. Well, that was movie 3, Triomite, aka Backshots. Movie 4 on the way. Next one, Lord Slug. That's gonna be a fun one. Lord Slug's the next one, right? Or did I just make that up in my brain? Mm-hmm. That's gonna be a fun one with fake Super Saiyan. That's gonna be a fun one, so we'll get there.
I like that. I
like that too. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, so.
Yeah. But until that time, lifers, we call you guys the lifers because you quite literally put the L into D before L. But we know that we can't build this spirit bomb without you. So lend us your energy by way of likes, subscribes, listens, 7-star reviews, social media following, and all that jazz. And now more than ever, the easiest way to do that would be by clicking the all powerful, you guessed it, link tree of might in the episode description below. And it's like we always say here in the house that Toriyama built, whether you watch it or you read it, we all need it. So open up your nerd eye and we will see you next time on Dragon Ball Fo Life. Dodon Ray. Shout out to Super Producer Mikey and Dragon Paul GT.
Get out of Mikey. Shout out to Yali. All caps. Entei.
All caps.
And Ashi.
And Ashi the Red. Later, peace. Nerds.
This is All for One. All is well, for I am here. And you've been listening to the Dragon Ball for Life podcast. Now, do it again.